But Greg was thinking over what he'd heard during that final fateful exchange, especially the bit about a testament. When he mentioned it to Berg, the man seemed semi-distracted, as if caught up in a stream of his own thoughts. "There is something that it may refer to," Berg said, "but I'd rather let Ash or the captain explain it for you."
"Contact," said the TAC officer suddenly. "Ship matching Tiger and Destroyer configuration just exited hyperspace 48,680 kilometers from Darien with high V trajectory. Extrapolation suggests that vessel is on course for autospheric re-entry."
"Smart flying," Berg said, sitting back in the couch.
"And you're just going to let him go ahead and land," Greg said, "on my world."
"You were here when Commander Ash gave his very precise instructions, Mr. Cameron.
And we know that Tigran destroyers considerably outgun scout vessels like the Starfire."
"Well, aye, but Mr. Cameron, my orders did not specifically restrict any efforts to gather additional data."
"Sub-Lieutenant Baines, how many sensor probes do we have?"
12 short range, 8 long range, sir," said the TAC officer.
"Prep 8 of the short range and configure them for pursuit," Berg said. "Launch them in sequence to intercept that destroyer's projected re-entry path at half-kilometer intervals."
"Probes configured, sir."
"Probes launched."
In almost the next breath, a frame popped open on the main viewport. It was Ash.
"Lieutenant Berg, I thought I'd made myself clear."
"Sensor probe, sir. Gathering more data on their atmospheric capabilities."
"Really? Their trajectories seem somewhat aggressive, almost as if they're on course to collide with Becker's ship."
Then his attention switched to Greg.
"Mr. Cameron, wild plans like these undermine my authority."
"Had nothing to do with this one, Commander.
Almost wish I did, though. Clever."
Ash frowned.
"Clever? How?"
"Well, if this guy Becker is as distrusting and paranoid as everyone seems to think, then he's going to look at these incoming probes, think the worst, and..."
"Becker's ship is altering its descent path, sir," said the TAC officer, Baines. "Banking to starboard, executing a turn of 163 degrees.
Greg gave Berg a smiling nod. Berg raised an acknowledging eyebrow.
"So Becker, you see, now has to pass over the continental landmass to reach the colony, rather than coming from the sea," Greg said.
"Should take him over areas dominated by them spiralists with their shoulder-mounted ground-to-air launchers."
He shrugged.
"Maybe one will get lucky. Who knows, eh?"
"A long shot, Mr. Cameron."
"Aye, but God loves a tryer, Mr. Ash."
"Contact," said Baines. "Multiple contacts at outer long range. Sir, I'm picking up imbecile idents."
"But their fleet's not due for hours," said Berg. Ash was getting similar data on his own bridge, but suddenly his face turned grim and his channel went dead.
"What's wrong?" Greg said.
Berg was studying his own holoconsole, worry plain in his features.
"Oh, it's the imbecile, all right," he said. "But we're only picking up 4 ships."
"4? Greg said.
"Out of the original 60 that set out.